For WKMS News, I'm Corey Sharber. The head of Kentucky's statewide broadband initiative says the initial contract for the project put an excessive amount of risk on the state. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says the state has had to compensate private partners for years of delays.
Portions of the Kentucky Wired public-private partnership were supposed to go live in the summer of 2016, but now officials say it's been delayed until early 2020. Philip Brown is the project's executive director. He says that an aggressive schedule is to blame for the cost overruns.
The project has faced many challenges from the very first day it existed, and all of the problems we deal with now are found in the project contract that was executed in the fall of 2015.
The network would be used to provide internet to state government buildings across Kentucky, and local companies would be able to lease part of the network to provide broadband service to communities. But the project has suffered several costly delays due to weather and difficulties securing agreements with property owners, leading legislators to float the idea of trashing the entire initiative. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.